This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1729. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 10th, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, China, Diego Garcia, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Korea South, North America, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, St. Helena, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, Spain, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, some important news about when you may hear World of Radio on shortwave. As you may have noticed, we did not appear at any of the scheduled times last week on WTWW. First of all, I'd like to thank George McClintock of that station who invited us on in the first place, and no thanks to Ted Randall, who canceled our broadcasts. It seems there's some internal infighting going on at the station, and we're a victim of it. The good news is that as a result, another station has invited us on. It turns out that Ray Robinson of KVOH near Los Angeles has been a World of Radio listener for many years, and hearing about our going off WTWW, he's putting World of Radio on Saturday evenings at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, that is UT Sundays at 0130 on 9975. This involves a one-hour extension earlier for their English broadcasts on Saturday evenings, which now start at 01 UT. So many thanks to Ray Robinson. They already have a couple of other DX programs on KVOH, Wavescan, the following night, UT Mondays at 0200, and in Spanish, Frecuencia al Día, Mondays and Fridays at 1500 on 17775. Furthermore, Jeff White at WRMI has just added another bonus airing of World of Radio. He's extended the 15770 transmission northeastward toward Europe by half an hour. It now runs until 2130 with a variety of non-BS programs at 2100, including World of Radio on Mondays at 2100 UT on 15770. This beam also reaches the east coast of North America well. That makes six airtimes each week for World of Radio on the various transmitters of WRMI. We're also on Saturday evenings, UT Sundays at midnight 30 on 9495. That one and the new broadcast on Mondays are not guaranteed, however, to be the latest edition. It may be the previous week's program. However, on the first occasion, it was the new edition. It so happens that all the WRMI airings are beamed away from North America. Not only World of Radio, but all the other regular RMI programming. I asked Jeff what it would take to get some of these back across North America for a much better signal here. He says, we're working on various plans that might make this happen. It's kind of a big jigsaw puzzle. We have limited manpower. I hope we can do various interesting things in the coming months, especially in the B-14 season. And one more note about hearing World of Radio. Last week, I'm not quite sure why, UT Friday at 0330 on WWRB. We were back on 3185 instead of 5050. Not sure if this is a permanent change, but be sure to check both frequencies. Ron Harrod in California reports from Australia, Radio Simbon presumed, July 9th at 12:42 to 12:56 on 2368.48. After daily monitoring, finally had audio level, confirming they are carrying Greek music, and clearly not the other station they had on for a while, Radio LMS, the voice of Le Manamea Samoa, which had Samoan music. He says, my local sunrise was 12:57, so as expected, reception was only possible just before sunrise. Very nice to hear their Greek music again, even with a lot of QRN summertime static. As for Vintage FM 3210, that remains silent through July 9th, and he's not yet been able to hear the other frequency they are supposedly about to bring up, 5050. Thanks to the continued absence of RRI Makassar Indonesia from 4750, Ron Howard is still hearing the home service of Bangladesh Betar on the same frequency, such as Monday, July 7th, from 1231 to 1310. However, because of Ramadan, the Monday news bulletin in English, SARC, S-A-A-R-C, was preempted. And after some recitations from the Quran, the weather in English was delayed, heard at 1308 instead of 1253. Although it can't have much to do with shortwave anymore, this still may be of interest about further cuts at the CBC in Canada. According to their own website and current.org, which is about public broadcasting in North America, Rich Cuff tells the Ontario DX Association, CBC announced new workforce cuts of 1,000 to 1,500 to be implemented by the year 2020, mostly through retirement and attrition. Digital and mobile-oriented outlets will be emphasized. TV and radio will see decreased emphasis. It was mentioned on Current that evening radio newscasts would also be cut. CBC will also reduce the amount of space it uses in Montreal and seek tenants for part of its Toronto facility. It seems there are no longer any analog CBC television stations we can DX, even when there is an opening from Canada to Oklahoma. However, I am glad still to be seeing a few analog Canadian stations from Ontario and Manitoba, especially on Channel 3, which are with CTV or Global. Ron Howard wonders if the voice of Jin Ling in China is off the air for summer maintenance. Recently not heard at all on 5860 after their normal sign-on at 1230. Still the case on July 9th. He hopes they haven't changed their sign-on time. If it's much later, it may not be propagating. AFN, American Forces Network, on Diego Garcia has been confirmed, still on shortwave. Bob Wilkner in South Florida and his initialed colleague XM say they heard it back on the air since the 29th of June on 4319 upper sideband from 2350 to midnight 10. He says a narrow filter is needed because utility interference begins like clockwork at midnight 5 UT. This was heard on June 2nd and 3rd. That's their nighttime frequency over there, but how about their daytime, 12759 USB? I often check for it around 0100 when I've occasionally been able to hear at least traces of it. I think that's about when it comes on. But Terry Kuger in the west coast of Florida reports hearing it July 5th at 1138 with a country pop music show. Too much local noise to make out the name of the program. 12759 upper. Edward Kusilik in Alberta has heard from Walter Brodowski that he is retiring from media broadcast. As many know, he's the person behind issuing QSLs, first from DTK in Ulish and later from media broadcast. Edward says his dedication to his responsibility to verification replies was a first. He'll be missed, and hopefully his replacement will carry on this tradition. Walter had sent out a circular to dear ladies, gentlemen, and customers, saying that after 43 years of duty, approximately 38 years in various shortwave functions, I received a remarkable offer from Media Broadcast for early retirement, which I could not refuse. So my last working day will be Friday, July 18th. He says his successor handling frequency management will be Michael Pietz, P-umlaut T-Z. And another successor for commercial activities is Volker Behling. UT July 4th at 0123, I discovered that ERT Open in Greece had reactivated another frequency, 9935, with Greek music, and was coming in just as well as 9420. They previously not used 9935 that late after local midnight, instead for the Thessaloniki or Macedonia station before midnight in Greece. John Babas in Maryland then heard it as well, and figures they were just using it for a few days to remind people of their rights to the frequency. 9935 continued in use in the North American evenings for only 3 more days through July 7th and then was gone again. And in fact, the other transmitters took a few days off as well before returning on July 9th, says Wolfgang Büschel. While it lasted on July 6th, 9935 was also reported with strong and booming signals into Kentucky by Mike Bryant and Iowa by Tim Rado. On July 3rd, Koji Hashimoto in Japan checked the All India Radio domestic service frequencies carrying the English newscast at 1530 UT, relayed from Delhi, and gave a bunch of 60-meter frequencies SINPO ratings. The best was 4910, but it was also heard in parallel on all these other frequencies, 4760, 4800, 4810, 4835, 4860, 4880, 4895, 4920, 4970, 5010, and 5040. The General Overseas Service in English from All India Radio at 1330 to 15 UT. I was hearing July 3rd at 1408 on 13710. There was some music with drumming, and it seemed to be repeating of every 7 or 8 seconds. Finally, some variations came in, and they went to a portion in English at 1420. The unusual thing was that frequency actually had India on top rather than co-channel interference from China in English. Parallel frequency 9690, not audible on that occasion, even though WRMI is no longer using it. The third frequency for that sesquiar from India is 11620, which I've not been hearing at all. I should keep trying because Dan Sheedy on Moonlight Beach in California says on 8 July he was hearing it at 1345 UT. It had been irregular for the past months. Maybe the transmitter has been all spiffed up for the upcoming cricket test matches, he wonders. And we can assume that many domestic service frequencies from India will be on the air late, past local midnight, if necessary, to carry live cricket, and even before midnight. Ron Howard is trying to find out the details with the test matches versus England. Another AIR frequency with some enjoyable music is 15040. I'm not sure whether the music is Burmese, but that is the language service until sign-off at 1315, as I heard it July 8th. On to Indonesia. Ron Howard in California says, nice to have RRI Ternate back on the air for Ramadan. Heard July 4th at 11:53, 130 hertz below 3345. Mostly reciting from the Quran, did not carry the Jakarta news at 12:01. Easy listening music at 12:30. Phone calls and more reciting started out very poor and slowly improved. He also heard it July 7th on exactly that off frequency at 12:02 UT. Says it's being heard daily, mostly non-stop reciting from the Quran with a few phone calls. Seems to never carry the 1200 Jakarta news, which is, however, carried on RRI Vimana 4869.89 variable. Heard at 12:02, July 7th. Meanwhile, Makassar continues silent, as we mentioned, 50 hertz below 4750. The Voice of Indonesia, 9525.88 variable, comes and goes. According to Atsunori Ishida, it was on the air July 6th, but off the air July 8th when I checked, also off when Ron checked on July 9th, and off July 5th and 7th. When Atsunori also monitored. You're monitoring World of Radio number 1729. Much more information is available in the new issue of DX Listening Digest number 14-28 when published, upon which this program is based. You'll find it via worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Rado, R-A-H-T-O, in Luther, Iowa. A city contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, I've been listening on and off for well over 20 years, back to the days when World of Radio was carried on WOI AM 640 in Ames, Iowa. I appreciate everything you do for the listening hobby. I had an ex-girlfriend who told me years later she hated listening to World of Radio. No wonder she's an ex-girlfriend. Thanks again for keeping me and a lot of other listeners informed about all the happenings in the world of shortwave. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. About Voice of Freedom, the new clandestine from South to North Korea on 6135, Ron Howard says, for the last 9 days, DPRK has successfully blocked it with strong white noise jamming. But July 4th had only light pulsating noise jamming. At 1300 to 1310, the usual Friday how English lesson in English and Chinese, with a review of the past week's lessons, like, I look forward to working with you. When should I start working? Do as you please. I will start working tomorrow. He says, nice to have readable reception again. We've also heard from the engineer who's building the station, Jamie Labadia. He says this, Hi Glenn, just a quick update. Transmitter number one is up at 10 kilowatts. The antenna is pointing 15 degrees east of true north. Actual gain about 7 dB. I know the pulse is destroying us. It's pretty discouraging to go through all of these struggles only to have it be for naught. I'm in the home stretch on transmitter number two. It's been a long road basically developing, building, and testing the subsystems and systems on site. Thanks for the reports and updates. It was nice when there was only the Dasher jammer to contend with. At least we could hear ourselves. I'm staying about 40 kilometers away from the transmitter site. A little too far for strong ground wave, but too close for any sky wave. Pretty much all I receive on 6135 is the electronic equivalent of nails on a chalkboard. So we're eager for more information about when transmitter number two will be on the air and on what frequency, and I'm wondering if it's possible to vary the frequencies to avoid the jamming. Because Ron Howard follows up his previous item, my clear July 4th reception here was a one-day-only event. Through July 9th, continues with strong white noise jamming, which renders readability all but impossible. The Voice of Nigeria has been putting a good signal in here three nights in a row. July 7th, 8th, and 9th checked around 0545 UT during their morning English broadcast. Now, if only they would turn up the modulation so we could hear it. More reports of anti-Christian pirates somewhere in North America, radio station YHWH. Which is always coming up with new frequencies. Bruce Fisher in Washington State was hearing it July 4th at 0445 on 11640, and so was Walt Salmoniv in Victoria, B.C. July 6th at 0522, I found them on WWCR's daytime frequency, 15825, still going at 0537. And once in a while, they repeat a frequency. July 9th at 0542, they were again on 9600, where I had heard them a few weeks earlier. If, like Tim Hendel in Alabama, you're fascinated by the Cherokee language, there's a program on some Oklahoma and Arkansas stations called Cherokee Voices, Cherokee Sounds, which is partly in English, and it's just celebrated its 10th anniversary. According to an AP story, it's an hour-long program, including music and interviews with elder speakers. And they have a website with an archive of over 600 shows. It is www.cherokee.org. And then look for the link to the radio show. Ron Howard at Asilomar State Beach, California, reports NBC East New Britain, Papua New Guinea on 3385 July 9th. With a nice anomaly, expecting the normal cutoff time of 1200 UT, but it continued until 1228. At 1201, a PNG bird call. Good night, Papua New Guinea, the news roundup. with news and a weather forecast, which is now a regular feature. 1207 Provincial News in Pidgin, ads and promos, a DJ with musical requests, listing persons with dedications for pop songs, and the reception was almost fair. Joe Buck in Florida says there's an interesting article in the St. Helena Sentinel of July 3rd documenting the evolution of communications on the island from the British Diplomatic Wireless Service Piccolo Message System through Radio St. Helena, RIP, to today's digital internet service and the South Atlantic FM broadcast network. It starts on page 14 of their PDF newspaper. I found a lot of other interesting small island community news in it, well worth reading through. You can find it at www.sams.sh and look for the Sentinel. On July 8th at 11:58, I had a good signal on 15425 from Radio Free Sarawak, presumably in the Iban language, and it stayed on the same frequency at 12:02. Apparently, they're just on 15425 now for the entire sesquihour from 1100 rather than jumping around. There's never any jamming audible here, but I assume there is still some by and for Malaysia, but probably from somewhere else. Ron Howard in California agrees that it's been exclusively on 15425 since June 23rd. As of July 4th, the jamming is somewhat erratic, as not used every day. It's done very gentlemanly, as he puts it. It does not start till RFS is into their programming, that is, not earlier than 1100. It normally ends 1 or 2 minutes before the end of the RFS sign-off. He says, I wish Cuban jamming would be so kind. And furthermore, on July 5th, he had Radio Free Sarawak with an extended schedule. No jamming at 11:54, but jamming at 12:01. By 12:29, again, no jamming when there were many IDs, and they did not sign off at 12:30 on that date, but continued until 13:04 with fair reception, maybe a one-day-only special event. Dan Sheedy on Moonlight Beach, California, also reports Radio Free Sarawak, July 8th, from 11:47 to 12:30. Fair with jamming heard only between 12:08 and 12:26 on 15425. Here's more from Jimmy Labadia, the engineer who's building Voice of Freedom in South Korea. He's previously constructed some other shortwave transmitters in exotic places like Liberia and Guyana and Solomon Islands. He says last year I built a shortwave transmitter to be shipped to SIBC for 6080 and 9545. Due to the need to use substitute MOSFETs because of factory discontinuance, it would not pass commissioning tests, but I think it's on the air anyway. Distortion problems at full power. At reduced power, it was acceptable. Yes, of course, that's the one we've been hearing lately on 9545, but no longer on 6080 because of Radio Australia. Pedro Sedano in Spain forwards a story from El Confidencial, July 7th, to the Noticias de X group. I'm translating on the fly here with a rather alarming headline. Radio Exterior, the station of the immigrants, is being turned off. Well, reading the story, that's not exactly what's happening. But Radio Nacional is providing more and more of the programming, including all of the newscasts, which are relayed from Radio 1 or Radio 5, as well as much of the other programming. These major changes are really going into effect in September. The head of RNE is painting it positively, saying that the small staff of Radio Exterior will now have access to all the news with greater coverage of Radio 1. And furthermore, note this very important bit. He says the hours of transmission in foreign languages will be increased. Thanks to an alert from Hamban Intruder Watchers, Wolfgang Büschel reports that Uganda Broadcasting was on their day frequency 7195, much later than usual, heard at 2200 UT past 2210 on July 6th, actually 17 hertz below 7195, instead of 4976. But the next day they were back on the 60-meter band, actually 33 hertz below 4976. In fact, on UT July 6th from 12 UT until July 7th at 05, that frequency was apparently on the air continually all night, 7194.983. Thanks to all the sporadic E lately, also known as short skip, Harold Froge in Michigan reports hearing again the KOA Denver studio relay on 25950 FM, July 2nd at 2028 with local traffic reports. He says not heard in a couple of earlier checks on that day. It had last been heard in March. And still, he's not hearing anything from another of those from a TV station, KOVR in Sacramento, on 26110, not heard since April. In the Mayor Tips Sheet, Paul Dobosch reminds us of the Night of Nights. That's when the Maritime Radio History Society reactivates a number of coastal stations on CW from Point Reyes National Seashore. And visitors are welcome at the RCA receiving station. The stations to be heard are KPH, KFS, and KSM on the marine bands, and also on the ham bands K6, KPH. Also participating in the Night of Nights are WLO and KLB, and perhaps for the last time, some U.S. Coast Guard stations on CW. This starts at midnight UT July 13th, and all the details are at www.radiomarine.org. Among the serious problems at WTWW, for which Ted Randall is now responsible, hours and hours of dead air instead of Brother Stair. July 8th at 0549, I was hearing no modulation on 5085, and I continued to check it periodically throughout the night, and after 1400, when the frequency changed to 9930, still no modulation past 17 UT. That makes 12 hours. I did not check further. However, 24 hours after the first check, July 9th at 0552, the air was still dead on 5085. In DSWCI Shortwave News, Acker Peterson writes on behalf of the Board of Directors at the annual general meeting, rather alarmingly headlined, "Approaching the end of shortwave broadcasting. Trend during the past decade continues, with short and medium wave stations closing down and replacing broadcasting with live streaming on the Internet. But Internet listening is not DXing. There have been reductions in the shortwave domestic scene. 18 stations closed on the tropical bands in the past year, about 50 frequencies on the higher bands, especially Russian. My conclusion is that broadcasting on shortwave is disappearing and DXing interesting shortwave stations is dying. In the year 2020, there will just be a very few international and domestic broadcasters left on shortwave, maybe except for China Radio International. Thus, we are coming close to the end of shortwave broadcasting." And then he adds, "We are approaching the end of DSWCI. Seven of our eight board members have passed the age of 70. I think that the end of 2016 would be a good time to dissolve the DSWCI as a club with printed publications. One alternative could be to continue with a free open network of shortwave listeners on the Internet." In Free Radio Weekly, we see that Andy Yoder will be giving a one-hour presentation about pirate radio Friday, July 18th at 1 p.m. at the HOPE-X conference in New York City. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 July 15th. Solar flux dropping from 205 July 9th to 95 July 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1729.